That's why everybody's so tall up here. There's a stand. Hi, my name's Lynn. I'm an alcoholic. Oh, I have no plans whatsoever up here. It's like I'm going to let it be divinely inspired and let the ego take the back seat, hopefully. And, wow, that's a big meeting. And, hi, Ann. let's see what it was like. however that goes. This is going to be prepare me for tomorrow night. I'm going to do stand up at the comedy club tomorrow, so I better get it good. Anyway, welcome to all the newcomers. Congratulations, token takers. That's awesome. And I just got 7 years last month. And any newcomers that are in here, I beg of you, please do it the way it's suggested, because I didn't. I'm just on my fourth step right now. I've been around the rooms for about 14 years, and I haven't completely read the book. I have never completely done the steps, and it's been, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. And it's been very painful, you know. So if I had it to do over again, which I do not want to do, and I have done that. Anybody coming in here for the first time, please do it the way it is suggested. It is that way for a reason. Just like they say when you jump out of an airplane with a parachute, pull the ripcord. It's that way. It's suggested that way for a reason. I had 2 months shy of 5 years, and I took a sip of margarita. I thought, well, I'm not really an alcoholic. It's, you know, things were going better in my life. I thought I had control of things, and things were going better. And I asked a friend of mine, do I really have to throw away 5 years? She goes, well, you know what to do. It's like, okay, well, all you suckers are going to be taking your hats off to me. And I did some controlled drinking. that's right. And that didn't last very long. It was very controlled, and it was really hard to control it. And it's like, forget this, man. I'm going to drink how I want to drink. And went to the bar a couple times, opened up a tab. That was a bad idea. And, you know, and towards the end of that, you know, it got to the point where I stopped breathing, you know, because alcohol is a depressant in your system, and I woke up gasping for breath. And that's insane. Insanity. And, you know, so those questions got answered. Those questions that I had got answered. I had to do it again just to make sure that alcohol was the common denominator. You know, make sure I wasn't allergic to cherry tomatoes or something like that. You know, so I did that again, and I drank again, tried some controlled drinking, and, you know, and this time I woke up, you know, just literally, you know, not breathing. I woke up gasping for air, and my son was home at that time, and he's freaking out. What do? Call 911. And I'm just, you know, and that's insane. I'd like to say that was the last time I drank, but it wasn't. You know, but thank God that relapse gave me the answers to the questions that I had, you know, because the insanity of trying to achieve some kind of control, because I love to drink. I still love to drink. I go to karaoke. I do all this stuff now, and I, you know what, it's okay, but I still get the smell of tequila, and I get that little Pavlov's response. My cheeks still water. Doesn't mean I want to drink it. I like breathing a lot more than I like drinking. Thank God. You know, but the first 5 years, I came prepared. Everybody knows I'm a crier. But I got into AA.
because my son was molested. In the first 5 years, I was trying to work on that instead of my drinking. I thought, you know what, I need to take care of this because that's a more important issue than my drinking. And, you know, going to Children's Hospital and that counseling and everything. You know, and he stabilized a little bit, and I thought, okay, you know, everything's okay now. You know, and the problems from that just go on and on and on. And it was just, you know, just over a year ago that I finally let him go. And some friends in here know how long I've struggled with that. He was in an accident when he was 16, or not even close to 16. You know, he stole my car for the second time. Ran into a house. I got sued for $5 million. You know, and I was still trying to maintain a job, you know, working at Scripps in La Jolla. And I just couldn't do it. I've been on disability since then. I'm dually diagnosed. Nobody's ever diagnosed me. That's why I self-medicated with my own medication. You know, but it's still okay. Everything's okay. You know, and because of that, he went into a group home, and it's taken a really, really long time for me to figure out that I cannot do anything for him, a really long time, because our lives are so parallel. And once I finally let go, it's like, get on it, Leanne, work for yourself, you know, do the steps. That's why I cannot stress enough, any newcomer in here, do it the way it's suggested. And I'm just so envious, absolutely envious. Please do it the way it's suggested, because I could just kick myself over and over again, because doing it now, it's so odd trying to go over this stuff now that, you know, 7 years into it or 14 years into it, you know, stuff that, you know, I'm going over that, you know, because I haven't used crystal or smoke pot in, you know, 14 years and, you know, drank in 7, and it's just really odd to go over some of those things, you know, after having some abstinence. I was supposed to look at the clock, and whoever is helping me watch, audience, do the wave when it's like, when I got 3 minutes left to help me watch the clock. You know, but everything happens for a reason. God doesn't give you anything you can't handle. You know, because I was devastated when all that happened to my son. And I've been on disability for a while. You know, last year at this time, I couldn't even buy milk for myself. You know, I'd just been plugging along and doing what little I can. You know, I was having rice and pears for dinner for the longest time. And last year, I started a business of my own. It just kind of fell on my lap. My best friend of 20 years moved to Mississippi, and she gave me her hedger and her lawnmower. So I started my own landscaping business. It's called Two Ladies and a Hoe. whatever works. Yeah. It's a real serious. Is that 2 minutes? Okay. Oh, okay. You know, it's a real serious business, you know, but it's, you know, I've been in the medical field for 20 years, and I just, I'm making better money doing this, and I can show up if and when I want to, and life is okay, and my son is an addict and an alcoholic, and he's on his own path, and it's, and life is good. Life is good. AA has saved my butt. And I really know what people mean when they say they're a grateful recovering alcoholic. It's like, what the hell are you grateful for? I'm grateful that I have lessons to live by. And I'm envious of any newcomer that is in here that grabs hold of a sponsor that they trust and gets them to walk them through these steps. It does not have to be done 100%, but it has to be done. Because I have tried it every other way. Every other way. And it's been very painful. I am still sober, but it's been an excruciating process. Please do it the way it's suggested. Thank you for letting me share.